Hey, hey! Oh, Bill.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Bill.
I'm sorry. Those off there for a minute.
Oh, you my love God. It, huh? You oh, gotta God. Love it.
Oh, my God. Now, here's what I would ask. If you're going to play somebody stealing War's music, why not play War? Why not come with some War?
Hey,
Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. The World is a Ghetto, Four Corner Room, because they stole the War music. Come on, man. Bring the real stuff.
I get rave reviews,
man. Not on that, you don't.
I get rave reviews.
Not on that, you don't. What's the big news, man? I thought for a minute. So you teased me coming into the show with the old school, and then you come with these two bum back-to-back bums. Come on. Back to back bums.
Well, you know, just to let you know, Bill, I'm you know, trying to raise your profile,
no,
your street cred, and all that, man.
That. My cred is good.
But you want to know what the big news is.
I do want to know what the big news is.
Who's huge, man? It's,
come on. Woo! Donald Trump with the news.
I might have to just stand up and you know, walk around a little bit before, you know, our producer Kiki here. Give us the big news.
All right, let's go.
So let's
what do you
let's
need a
go.
Drum roll, or what do we
let's,
need
let's
here?
Let's go with
no, it's, it. No, you don't need a drum roll. Just excited to announce that Urban Media Today will be covering the Pittsburgh Steelers this season. We will be covering and providing coverage on UrbanMediaToday.com. So for it to be a minority-owned business, an urban lifestyle blog magazine, right. That is a huge accomplishment, and we're so thankful for the Steelers organization for giving us this opportunity.
That is a big deal.
Applaud. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Wait. So we're in there.
We're in the house,
man.
We're in the house.
Man, we're in there.
Yeah.
So they can't, up they front can't, and, they can't stop us in the parking lot and back us up.
That's
no
it.
More.
Up front and personal. Man. Up front and personal.
Well, speaking of which, we do. There are some rumors about... you know, we'll be there, and I don't want to put it out there too soon, but it's going to happen, huh?
As far as what?
As far as Soul Take Champions Live on the set, on the scene.
Soul Take Champions Live? Oh, yeah. You're talking about for the Pitt-Penn State?
Yeah, Pitt-Penn State.
Yeah, we got some logistics to work out. Bill is talking about being on site for the Pitt-Penn State game. We're looking at 5 to 7 p.m. Catch everyone. Going through the gates and everything, we just gotta logistically decide the location.
So, but how does the game part of it work, Key? How does that? Are you at liberty to say? I mean, our whole team doesn't have access, but are we literally
for the Steelers?
Yeah, are we literally sending a reporter to cover?
There will be two reporters covering, taking photographs, another one actually taking stats and getting interviews on field or
that's
in
great.
The press
that's
box.
Great.
Yeah.
So at the end of the game,
bam,
when Mike Tomlin does his post game interview, we're in the house.
Right. You will see online coverage. You will see Twitter coverage, also Instagram coverage from our correspondents on the field or in the press box, either way. But we'll definitely be on it.
Yep. Tuesday noon press conferences. All that, man.
That's great. That's all great that. News. Glad to hear it. That's yeah. Congratulations, Alan Lincoln. Keep it moving, brother.
And it was worth waiting for, right?
I agree.
And also big ups to Kiki for all of her work and everything she put into it as well. Big time.
Thank
big
you.
Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, for okay. Sure. Sounds good to me.
And you like your old school. You can hear old school on Urban Media Today Radio 24/7. You know that, right?
Yeah, I can.
You
I can.
Can.
And I can also
you can.
Reach in my back seat and get any one of my 99
eight
old
tracks.
School CDs.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Now you want to be.
Yeah.
See, now you ain't said nothing all night.
Uh-huh.
And then you want to be with the joke.
Because, man, you want to hear some old school. We got
Kevin.
Old school
she's
for
trying
you.
To help
let
you Kevin bring you with the eight track joke. See?
She's just trying to help you
I'll
out.
I'll be over
man.
Here in my corner. Y'all go ahead and do what you
do. The damage is already done.
You brought up strip clubs and all kind of stuff,
look,
man.
I'm going to tell you about something. I want you to do me a favor. If we can't do it on air, I want you to pull up a record by Bill Withers called I Wish You Well. I want you to pull that up. If we can play that going off, that would be greatly appreciated. I Wish You Well by Bill Withers. Just to give you a sense of good old school music.
Oh, I feel you.
Man.
I feel you, but
man.
I'm just saying I'm not just in one place, Bill.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm serious when I say I'm versatile. I can go... you know, gospel. I can go R&B. I can go Frank Sinatra. I can go jazz.
I listen to all that.
I can go reggae.
I can do reggae.
I can go house. I can
play reggae.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you shoot the sheriff?
I did not shoot the sheriff.
But. Oh, you don't know reggae.
I'm waiting on you.
Well, did you shoot the deputy?
I did not.
Well, say it then.
All right.
I'm saying it.
Play then. Along with me, man.
No, I asked the question. You got me. Give me the answer. If you didn't shoot the sheriff, you didn't shoot the deputy. You shot the sheriff. You didn't shoot the deputy. And look, anyway, music being aside, this is a sports talk show. It is Soul Take Champions Live. If you hung in there with us all night, we applaud your effort for being led down the primrose lane of inquiring, of getting all your sports knowledge and stepping your game up. Soul Take Champions Live, a product of Urban Media Today Radio here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, going out across the land. Every Tuesday we record it. Every Wednesday you get it hot off the press. And when you get it from us, you get the truth. We don't mince words. We give it to you straight and narrow. And like I said, if we don't know it, we make it up and then fix it later on. But it's Steeler time. It's NFL time. And we're getting ready to go up and play a little football with the Philadelphia Eagles, the world champions. And in about 3 weeks, it's getting ready to be showtime. Who do we open up with? Anybody know?
I don't. I would have to look at
it. Yeah, I wonder who we
open up. Cleveland.
We open up with Cleveland?
Open up with Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Open up with Cleveland.
Yeah. Automatic win.
Speaking of which, you think Cleveland wins a game this year? Two games this year?
Yeah, I think they do. You know, they were 1-31 the last 2 years. It's hard to keep losing that way.
Yeah. They put some things in order. And where do you see New England? Towards the end of the road, do you think they're going to be there again?
I think they'll be there again. I don't really see too much that has changed from their division standpoint. That's the biggest thing. When you have a pretty easy path, you're at an advantage. So, and Brady is still there, and Belichick is still there. So, but one thing we do need to keep in mind, they did lose a couple coordinators. So I believe on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, I believe they lost a coordinator each, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, a lot.
So that's something we all need to watch to see how they transition.
Yeah, a lot more NFL talk coming your way over the next couple of weeks, and certainly a lot more Steeler talk. But I've been itching to get to Ohio State and get some response on is Urban Meyer going to have a job in 3 days? But by now everybody knows that one of his assistant coaches involved in some domestic abuse allegations. I don't know if they've been proven in a court of law. As a matter of fact, I heard the coach on some late night show vehemently saying that he did not hit his wife and that the stories have been exaggerated. That being said, Ohio State did dismiss him from his position. What is his name, Kevin? Help me.
The assistant's name?
Yeah.
Zach Smith.
Yeah, he has been dismissed from Ohio State, and Urban Meyer has backtracked and said that what he did, when he said that he didn't know what he knew, he admitted that he wasn't quite accurate on admitting that he didn't know what he didn't know. And he's been suspended for a couple of days, a very slap on the wrist kind of thing. But I'm going to go on record and say this. Meyer will be back. And I don't think Ohio State's going to dismiss him. They've gone through those perils over the last couple of years already. And I think the coach is too good. He wins too many games, and he brings too much money for Ohio State to send him packing. Although, to the credit of several universities in this country that have stepped up and made people accountable for their misdeeds, a trainer here, a coach there, whatever have you. So those shenanigans are not being tolerated by universities and university personnel. But that being said, certainly the Me Too movement and I Matter and all those movements that support, as we do, women's rights and fighting against any of these injustices that go on campus, I predict to you that Urban Meyer will not be dismissed.
Is it a double standard, though? It's somewhat of a similar situation as Joe Paterno. With
people have been reluctant to draw that comparison.
Well, that's why I said somewhat. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about something that is, well, number one, you're talking kids compared to women. Okay, but still
you're
women.
You're talking about a number of kids versus a woman in this particular
That's why
case.
I said, again, somewhat. And what I'm saying, the main reason I'm saying somewhat is because it comes down to knowing about the incident versus not knowing about the incident. And Joe Paterno was in a similar situation where they said he knew about the incident. And he said, I believe that he followed the correct protocol at Penn State. So Urban Meyer is saying the same thing. Okay. Urban Meyer is saying he followed the correct protocol in this incident that happened in 2015. Now, there's been, as of Monday night, nearly 30,000 people signed an online petition to say they don't want to see Meyer wrongfully fired from Ohio State. So it appears that he's getting a lot of backing from the Buckeye fans and supporters.
Yeah, and I don't think any of them for one moment would want to side against a woman that's being physically abused. I'm sure that everybody wants that part of it to be right, corrected, fixed, whatever. But much like I said very adamantly against Paterno, I say against Meyer, if they say they didn't know, they didn't know. I don't know that you can hold Meyer accountable for the wrongdoings of his assistant coach. Should he know what's going on in his program? Yes. Should he be fully aware of all that's going on? I don't know if you can be fully aware. If it's handed to you with a bow ribbon tied around it, okay. But if it's backroom conversation, maybe suggested, yeah, it's just hard to hold this guy accountable for another man's sins. I went on record and said, I never believed Joe Paterno knew as much as the blame wanted to be put on him for knowing. And here, I think people are saying through this these online signatures that they're not holding Urban Meyer accountable for what he says he didn't know or for what he said he did.
We just have to make sure things are being properly reported. And, you know, having someone in a leadership position, if there's things that's going on that is just totally wrong or is a crime, that has to be reported. Now, did he report it? Did he follow the correct protocol? I really can't say, but I do know he's been on administrative leave for about 2 weeks now. So I guess eventually we'll see how things pan out. But let me ask you a question too, Bill. Say you had a son that went to Ohio State and he's gone now. He's in the NFL. Would you get involved with this in any way?
Would I go back and get involved in the Ohio State matter?
To support Urban Meyer's. Or would you just leave it alone?
Well, that would be for my son to do, not for me to do.
Okay. Even now, I would think it would be risky for your son to do.
Well,
it.
I'm saying that the question you're asking would be posed to my son if he played at Ohio State, not me as a father. But I get your point. I think that...
Well, let me just stop you there. The reason that I asked Ezekiel Elliott, that plays for Dallas now, right. His dad went to Ohio State.
That's different.
To support Urban Meyer's. That's why I asked. If it's me, I don't know if I would want to put myself out there like that and bring attention to my son as well.
I agree. I think it's, as I just alluded to, not being really clear on your question, but now that I'm clear on it, no, I think it's Ezekiel's position to take if he wants to, not the dad. You know, I am not a proponent of fathers or parents getting in any of their kids' business. you know, living vicariously through your children, you know, the boys' dad out in the Lakers and here and there. Now let your children be the young adults and handle their business. To answer your question, no, I wouldn't be out there like that.
Yeah, but you know, again, hopefully there'll be a proper investigation, and you know, the people that should be held accountable are held accountable.
Well, what it speaks to in this country is something that, you know, it's not been a well kept secret. America is the greatest place on the planet, bar none. We all know that. But we have a lot of shortcomings as a people, as a nation. You know, to me, there's no one lower than a person who abuses a woman or a child or an elderly person. A man that abuses people that can't fight for themselves, I have no tolerance for. We still have a great deal of that that goes on in this country. We still have a great deal of racism in this country. I challenged a local talk show host several weeks ago who was semi-applauding Donald Trump's fanfare and the number of people at his rally, some 10,000 plus people. And I said to him, how do you accept that many people and probably not even 15 or 20 black people at a rally that the President of the United States is hosting? That's an imbalance that needs to be discussed. And we have a great deal of imbalances that we deal with in this country. And yeah, I agree with you. Everybody needs to be held accountable. Everybody needs to be responsible for their deeds. And punishment should fit the crime. And I think that's what's important. And as of right now, it appears as though the only crime or the only mistake that Urban Meyer made was not really waving the flag to that.
Well, he said he followed proper
but
protocol.
I mean, not really running the flag up the pole, blowing the horn, and making the phone calls. And you know, and I, you know what, another thing too, Kevin, is we on the outside looking in always forget these situations are made to sound much easier after the fact and when you're not in the moment. When you're in the moment, those decisions are more difficult.
Well, that's why you're in leadership positions.
They're not simple. They're not as simple as we make them. You know, we get the story at the end. If you're not there in the middle of it, you don't know what you don't know. You know.
Well, that's an easy decision for me.
But yeah, it's an easy decision for me too. But what if, for example, what if that coach and his wife were guests at the Myers home after the alleged incident? Because remember, the coach is still saying he didn't hit his wife. So what if they were at dinner at the Myers home? Now, the Myers are like, wait a minute. We've had dinner with these people. In other words, what I'm saying is, it's not a slam dunk easy thing to endorse or to put on point. So we hear the stories at the end of the stories, but we don't always know what's going on in the middle. But certainly, anybody guilty should be held accountable.
Well, again, we could talk about this for a lot of time, and let's just transition, and let's transition over to baseball, because like I said, you were out when the Pirates made their big deal. They made two big deals, and you know, the Pirates, I hate to say it, Bill, because they picked up a starting pitcher and they picked up a reliever. But right now, it's not really paying any dividends right now, because out of their last 10 games, I believe they're 4-6. And they're right around .500 now.
But again, the new starter won his game.
No, he did not. No, he did not. We lost that game.
The new starter won his opening game, 7-6, in spite of two errors that were created. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
The new starter won his game, Kevin, his opening game. Yes, he did.
So who are you? Maybe we're talking about two different people.
You talking about the boy they brought from Tampa Bay?
Yeah, he didn't win.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't get the win.
Well, but he
won the game.
They won the game. But what I'm saying is he did his part.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So he wasn't a winning pitcher is what I'm saying.
You said something different. But I'm saying, you know, he did his part. He brought the heat. He brought the enthusiasm. He's saying all the right things. He's got the black and gold, the Antonio Brown shirt. His mom loves the Steelers. You know, all that good stuff. But, yeah, what remains to be seen is can he still pitch? He's had some peaks and valleys and been in a little bit of a valley. Came in here with a 4.2 ERA. That would make anybody question why you bring him in the first place with a 3-5.
Well, he actually had a 2.7 ERA the last 8 games, I want to say, if I can remember.
But there's a lot of talk about what he's got the goods, and he's happy to be here. And you know, my contention was when we won 11 games, just don't go lose 11 games. You know. That's what I was hopeful for. You know, those bats are not going to stay that hot. You know that they're going to cool off. What I can't tolerate are these errors and these mistakes, these senseless elementary mistakes that they make that could win games for them. So, it remains to be seen.
Yeah. So I mean, the pitcher that we're referring to is Archer. From Tampa Bay, and I actually, you know, I mentioned last week that I was giddy about the trade, and I still think it was a real good trade despite the Pirates not winning lately, because Archer will be around for the next 3 years at a reasonable price. His contract is really team friendly. And so I think eventually he will start to pay some dividends and start to get some wins under his belt. And then, you know, like I said before, you know, we brought a reliever on board, and I know the Pirates just made a couple more moves in the infield over the last couple of days as well. But what's killing the Pirates right now basically comes down to injuries. You know, there's too many injuries that's going on right now. Josh Bell is out right now, so they've been moving Cervelli over, and he's been injured with concussions and everything as well. So they've been moving Cervelli over to play a little bit of first base, which I think that's good, because when you have a concussion and you're a catcher, you know, that's a really scary situation. But right now, you know, they're about, I believe, 8.5 games behind in the division right now as of Monday night. And I say Monday night because they didn't play yet at the time of this recording on Tuesday. So they're out in Colorado, so that's a later game. So the Pirates really, they have me on edge right now. I'm not saying I'm at the point where I want to run out and go to a game. But I'm a lot closer than what I was. I'm a lot closer than what I was at the beginning of the season.
Talking about backtracking.
Well, again, I sat here.
You said you were not going to a game this season.
I said I was on edge.
You never said the word edge. You said you were not going to a game.
No, I'm saying today. I'm saying I'm on edge. I'm not saying I'm going. I'm not saying I'm going. But keep in mind, when situations change, you should be open to the change, as I've always said.
So what's the biggest
change
you need to have?
What is the biggest change?
What's the change that would get you over the edge?
I tell you what. If they sign Bryce Harper, if they pretty much keep this team intact, they could get rid of Harrison. They could get rid of Mercer. Okay, I understand that, because they'll bring Kramer and Newman up maybe from AAA. If they bring up Bryce Harper, I will be at the game next year.
Okay.
That's because we need the power. We need the power offensively. We need a true home run hitter. But I know we're running short on time as well. I want to make sure we talk about Tiger Woods. As I indicated, Tiger Woods had a disappointing finish at Firestone Country Club, where he historically played well. I believe he actually won 8 times at Firestone. So we're talking about the World Golf Championship. And that will be the last time that championship will be played at Firestone. And
it is actually moving to Memphis. So FedEx is actually getting that, if I'm not mistaken. I know it's going to Memphis for sure. So that was his opportunity to really play well at a golf course that he really tore things up in a good way in the past. So the first couple of days were pretty good, and the last 2 days he fell off.
Are you holding on to five majors?
I am, because again, in golf, you have some good days, you have some bad days, and as I mentioned earlier, and Tiger actually came, I think he was the 31st player. So he's probably, I think there were 71 players in the tournament. He finished 31st. So that's pretty bad. But, like I said, Jordan Spieth, who I believe is in the top five golfers, he finished behind Tiger. So that just goes to show you, if you have a bad day on a golf course, you just really have to chalk it up as a bad outing.
Will Tiger and move win this forward. Year?
I said he would. So I'm going to stick to it. You know, I said that at the beginning of the year.
How many majors are left?
There's only one, and it's this week. It's the PGA Championship is this week. So hopefully he'll be able to bounce back and be in contention. And it wouldn't surprise me if he won whatsoever, because as of late, he's been having one good tournament, one bad tournament, one good tournament, one bad tournament. So he just really need to become more consistent. And maybe that's what Rock Robinson was talking about. We've had Rock on the show many times, and Rock believes he won't win until next year. So maybe he'll be more consistent next year. And I don't know. I still feel he could win this year, but we'll see if I'm right or if Rock is right.
Well, so the first major next year is when and where?
It is at Augusta. So that's when you win the green jacket.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like May?
That is April.
Okay.
That is April.
All right, so one more major this year and several other tournaments to compete in. So winning a major, one more shot this year, but chance to win a couple tournaments are still available this
right.
year.
Right, and just to add a little bit more to what I said, Augusta, that's the location, but it's the Masters.
Right.
It's the name of the major.
So, look, I'm glad to be back, number one. I will remind our listening audience that we appreciate them tuning in and being a part of Soul Take Champions Live, a Pittsburgh exclusive, if you will, coming to you live from Western Pennsylvania, Urban Media Today. And we are, in fact, black-owned, black-operated, black-produced, black-starred. See y'all next week.
Soul Take.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.